Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Bob Penhalrick. He's the pastor of St. Brendan's in Hilliard. Welcome, Father.
Thanks. Good to be here.
We're starting a series of Conversations on Discipleship, a field trip series. We're here at St. Brendan's, and so we're going to talk to a couple staff here at St. Brendan's and see all the wonderful things that are happening here in the parish. As we begin, Father, let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God, we ask that you bless all of our listeners. We ask that you inspire them to grow, to be even greater witnesses of your love and your mercy, especially in those they meet this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, you were on the Friday morning show.
Yes.
But I think this is the first time you've been on Conversations on Discipleship.
Yes, it is.
So as it is your first time, we like to hear your conversion story, how
okay.
you came to meet the Lord. And you've had a wonderful adventure in the life of faith. So maybe you could share with us.
Absolutely. So I grew up, obviously, in the UK, and I was baptized into the Church of England. And that was the community I kind of grew up in and sang in the choir and did all those sorts of things with. Definitely developed a relationship with the Lord, especially when I was 17 or 18. The parish I went to had become very evangelical, and I was very part of that. And so after becoming an accountant, I then discerned that I might be called to ministry, and so I became a Church of England minister for a very brief period of time, because during all of that, the side trickling stream was constantly a call to conversion to become Catholic. And so only 6 months after I was ordained an Anglican priest, I actually left the Church of England, was received into the Catholic Church, and then sent to seminary and became a Catholic priest and served in over there for 3 years before coming to the States. And instead of staying for just 2 years, stayed forever. So here I am.
Beautiful. In your growing up in the Anglican tradition, so, you know, I think many of our listeners are somewhat familiar with, the Episcopalians and the Anglicans, but, you know, there is sort of there's a liturgical sense in Anglicanism, but then also maybe they're not familiar with this more evangelical streak within Anglicanism. Could you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes. So the Church of England would probably describe itself as a very broad church. And so you have people who are very, very evangelical charismatics. And though there are those on that part of the church who might even say that you don't baptize infants, you just sprinkle water on them and they still have to go through a conversion experience later on, all the way to high Anglo-Catholics, for whom the liturgy and the celebration of the liturgy beautifully is the way in which they seek to encounter God. But on the evangelical wing, much more contemporary music, much longer homilies, more emphasis on morning prayer than necessarily the celebration of the Eucharist every Sunday. And so their liturgies are really geared to much more to an evangelizing and bringing in people. On the Anglo-Catholic side of things, it's, again, much more focus on the liturgy itself drawing people in. And they would say that, you know, they believe in there are seven sacraments. The evangelicals might not agree that there are seven sacraments. The Anglo-Catholics would believe that the bread and wine turn into the body and blood of the Lord. The evangelicals would say, no, it's just bread and wine, and we can throw the leftovers away afterwards in the trash. So it's a huge, broad spectrum. And even the terms conservative and liberal don't really line up completely, because you have very conservative Catholic Anglo-Catholics and you have very conservative evangelicals, and then you have very liberal Anglo-Catholics and liberal evangelicals and everything in between. And so it's a very broad community. And I really kind of swung from one side to the other. So I grew up in this very traditional evangelical church, which was when I was 17, was very touched by the charismatic movement, and a lot of things started to change there, and house groups were formed, and liturgy started to change and everything. But then I moved to London to work, and came into contact in my local parish with the Anglo-Catholic Church in the Church of England, and with its emphasis on liturgy, and I really fell in love with all of that. So there was some tension with some people because they were like, you're going soft or you're going, what's going on here? And I'm like, I just love this liturgy. I love this sense of way which we encounter God through the sacraments and through the life of grace. And that's just been on my heart, and it's growing in my heart all the time. So so I kind of swung from one side to the other, hopefully taking the best of what I'd grown up with into my new experience, and ultimately into the Catholic Church as well.
Thank you so much, Father. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Bob Penhalrick. Father is the pastor of St. Brendan's here in Hilliard. We are on location in Hilliard. It's in this wonderful new facility that Father and the parishioners here have brought together and put up. It's beautiful. Father, how did you end up here in the United States and then the Diocese of Columbus?
So I came to Columbus in 1979 on a vacation. I kind of fell in love with the Midwest, and particularly with the Columbus area, and made some friends my own age and kept in touch with them. And so every few years I would come back on vacation. And eventually one of those friends, and this is like, oh gosh, into the late 1980s at this point, introduced me to two priests of our diocese. And once I became a Catholic deacon and a Catholic priest, I would regularly, when I was on vacation, deacon the Mass or eventually preside at Mass, usually at St. Agnes's, because Father Bill Metzger would always invite me over to say Mass there. And so my love of the diocese grew, my love and knowledge of the area grew. And what back home, one of my friends, closest friends, suddenly announced one day he was going to Australia. And I'm like, why, what? And he's like, I'm going for 2 years. It's an exchange program. And, you know, I just want to experience the church in another part of the world. So that lasted a year. He decided that Australia was way too hot in the summer. He couldn't cope with it. And he came back. And so then I went to the bishop and said, well, if he can do that, would you be open to me going to Columbus, Ohio, and having the experience of the American church? And he thought about it and said, yes, that would be okay. And so that's, so then we approached Bishop Griffin, who was very happy to welcome me. And I was assigned to St. Peter's as the parochial vicar with Monsignor Johnson. And then over I came, and everybody thought it was for 2 years. I guess in my heart, I hoped it was forever, but you know, that would have been up to the bishop. And then after 1 year, I actually wrote to my bishop back home and talked to him about, you know, I just feel this is where I'm meant to be. And I was very blessed because, God bless him, he was willing to say, you know, if the bishop there will take you, I will let you go. And so then I approached Bishop Griffin, and it was literally a 10-minute conversation. In the first 5 minutes, he said yes. So it was then sorting out the green card and everything like that.
Now, this is not your first time as an assignment here at St. Brendan's, is that right?
That's correct. I was here for a year with Father Rod DiPietro, my predecessor, as the parochial vicar. So I did 3 years at St. Peter's, and then knowing that it wouldn't be long before I was made a pastor, possibly a pastor of a parish or the school, I requested to become the parochial vicar here because this parish has a school. And so I came here thinking I'd be here for 2 or 3 years, and then I was only here 1 year, and Bishop Griffin plucked me and sent me to St. Francis in Newark.
Where I was your associate.
Yes, you were.
Father, you've been here at St. Brendan's now for a couple of years, and a lot is happening mm-hmm. here now. What are... what would you say maybe is kind of your vision for the parish here?
So I very much want us to be a community that is strong in our faith, strong in our social outreach to others, and strong in bringing others into the community. So everything we've built here in the last 2 years is really aimed at deepening people's faith, but also providing opportunities for events to happen and what I call pre-evangelization events. So let me give you two examples. We have two pre-evangelization events, as it were, normally in non-COVID years, which we have in the fall. So one is Trunk or Treat, and that's open to anybody in the local community. We provide hot dogs and hot chocolate. We have bouncy castles and things for children. We have like 20 to 30 cars which use open their trunks. And we regularly would, to our surprise, from almost day one, we'll get 600 to 700 people come through. It runs for like 3 hours. And they are not all parishioners. So again, it's an opportunity to meet with people, to welcome them, to get let them get a feel of who we are and hopefully encourage them to come in. And then the second event is we do a living nativity in at the season of Advent. And that, again, we have a standing order once a year with the petting zoo. And they bring their animals in. We've built a proper stable, big stable structure, which has pens on either end of it for the animals to be in. And then we always have a family with a little baby boy, lots of young families here, so that's never a problem to find. And they take the parts of Mary, Jesus, and Joseph. The children's choir sing the songs. We narrate the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just a very kind of low-key, gentle, come and see, come and see. I think for me, my vision in ministry has always been to encourage people to come and see. And just like the disciples came and saw and discovered the Messiah, that's what we want other people to do as well. So this community has always been incredibly good at social outreach. And so I really want to encourage us to go deeper and to connect that social outreach very much to the way we live our faith and also how we profess our faith with others.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Father. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Father Bob Penhalrick here at St. Brendan's in Hilliard. Until next time, peace and all good.